at the border post, Bait Bridge, where we spoke to some officials of Department of Home Affairs. We found out that severe staff shortages at this border post. They need 3 times more the staff that they currently have. They also have a lot of vacancies in the inspectorate, meaning that they cannot fulfill all the obligations in terms of immigration and checking illegal immigrants that are entering the country on a daily basis. They apprehend Zimbabweans that are crossing the border post illegally on a daily basis. They also complained that they are in need of a provincial repatriation center because they have to take especially Malawian citizens that are apprehended. They must take them to Lindela in Gauteng, and that is very costly, and sometimes they have to take one person because of legal requirements. They have to take one person to Lindela, and that is costing them a lot. They also told us that in this current season, festive season, in January, they at one day had over 139,000 people entering the border to South Africa. They also told us that they do not have appointment cards as yet. And at other border posts, they told us that it's almost 6 years that they do not have appointment cards. Now, this poses a major threat to the authority of our inspectorate and our immigration officials. They have to present them with some kind of identity. There is a severe shortage of uniform when it comes to Department of Home Affairs at this border post. There's also a shortage of housing for officials of the Department of Home Affairs. The morale overall, we were told, is very, very low, and that creates a situation where workers of Department of Home Affairs can easily fall prey to crime and corruption at the border post. The workers are not happy, and I think we need to do something to improve the state of affairs at this border post.